A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 18 to 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what shall we compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a person took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. In a poem entitled "Prophets of a Future Not Our Own," Archbishop Oscar Romero writes this, and I quote, "This is what we are about. We plant seeds that one day will grow. We provide yeast that produces effects beyond our capabilities." End quote. In other words, what we are about is the reign of God. Jesus tells us in today's gospel selection from Luke that a tiny mustard seed, which grows into a large bush, and a bit of yeast mixed with flour, which leavens the whole batch of dough, give us good pictures, apt comparisons for the kingdom of God. It's about small things, this kingdom of God, or at least small beginnings, with potential, often hidden, yet enormous potential for great growth. How different from the culture in which we are immersed. The more dramatic, bombastic, loud, the more sensational an event or experience presents itself to us, the more attention we pay to it. It can seem that only huge displays, obvious grandness, if you will, conspicuous gestures assure that happenings and even people will get our attention. Today's scripture invites us to consider the opposite in terms of the nature of God's kingdom and our participation in it right now. In the midst of our ordinary, familiar, everyday surroundings, not in lightning bolts and rolls of thunder or some stupendous act of God that no one can resist, does it come and mature, but as a mustard seed grows, a kind of silent revolution happens as the old world transforms itself freely into God's reign. Pay attention, the scripture tells us once again, to the very little, inconspicuous, even secret or hidden aspects of our world and our lives, our individual and communal lives, where lie the possibilities for change, for growth, for transformation. The reign of God is unstoppable. Look for it in the right places, which often will mean the unexpected places. An explosion of possibilities resides in the 2 pictures Jesus gives us today for the reign of God, the mustard seed and the yeast. We need to look with ardent attention all around us and deep within us for the sources of transformation, for images of hope, as the first reading from Romans 8 tells us. In the old Phillips translation that I have carried around with me for years, it reads this way, quote, "The whole creation is on tiptoe to see the wonderful sight of the children of God coming into their own. It is plain to anyone with eyes to see that at the present time, all created life groans in a sort of universal travail. Let us remember that hope always means waiting for something that we do not yet possess." End quote. Oscar Romero concludes his poem with which I opened this reflection with these words, quote, "We are workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own." End quote. Careful attention to the quotidian mysteries all around us every day will help us to understand that sacred role.